Blog Talk Radio.
Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
front line.
Friday,
it's front
line.
Friday,
Ebony. I got the diva.
Friday,
Ebony. I got the diva.
Friday,
Ebony. I got the diva.
Friday,
if you're an artist, business. Artists about your business, business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot. On the grind, on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Hey
Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Hey
Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Squad up. Y'all know what time it is. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and it's Friday, January the 31st, 2014. And you tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where all the hot artists and their music live. We got a crazy show for y'all tonight. I'm going to have NJ Threats live in the building. He is a worldwide recording artist repping New Jersey. Big shout out to Jersey. And I'm going to have the funny comedian, radio personality. She's a mother. She's doing it all. Lisa Laird is going to be on the show tonight. Big shout out to Chi-Town. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Also, jump in our chat room. If you can't get in on the call lines, you can always get in the chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. And it only takes about 1 minute to build a little profile so you can be able to type in the chat room. So if you want to chat, if you want to speak with my host and whatnot, with my guest tonight, call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. We're going to get into a short little music break, and then we're going to come back with one of our soldiers on the front line, NJ Threats. Let's go.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl, Shawan, in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Put you on child support.
Sucking on that shit. Santa came to put her. Now we both feeling like we wishing we never met each other. So when you talk to your friends, you can
say what you wanna say about me. Cause I used to see it. Told her I was gonna leave, but she looked at me and she said, "I ain't with you, I'ma put you on child support." Oh, baby, child support. Now that's why it's cheaper to keep her. Now that it's over, don't you come round here. I got a new nigga now, and he live round here. Gave my daughter a sister and I don't care if she know her. And I'ma keep on walking around here with this chip on my shoulder. Cause I'm mad at the way you tried to play me when you left me. She said, boy, I ain't gon' lie. You had me standing breathless. I guess this is the only way for me to try to get some payback. Say what you wanna say about me. Cause I used to see it. Told her I was gonna leave, and she looked at me and she said, "If I ain't with you, I'ma put you on child support." Oh, baby, child support. Now that's why it's cheaper to keep her.
That was a hot artist right there, but Jay with the hot single Child Support. If y'all want to get that song and check it out, that's a lot of anthem for a lot of men right now. Follow him on Twitter, at Jay on Twitter. That's at Jay on Twitter. And I told y'all I was going to have some bona fide soldiers up in here. We're going to bring one of our bona fide soldiers up in here. NJ Threats is live in the
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Threat, what's going on, baby? Welcome to the front line, but welcome back to the front line.
Yeah. What's going on? What's the deal, man? What's going on?
Yeah, you already know how we get ready,
Yeah. You already know, man. I'm just happy, you know what I mean, to be up on here once again.
Oh, of course. Big shout out to Future Guru 100, one of the hardest working men online right now.
Yeah, shout out to Guru, man. Yes, definitely he is, man. For real.
Now, I got a chance to check out your Reverb Nation page, and I'm just feeling the music. We got two hot tracks for you tonight. We got Mega Man, and we also got Welcome to the Streets of Newark, and you have a legend, West Coast legend on there. Cocaine is on there, so that's pretty hot.
Yeah, that's definitely, man. Shout out to Cocaine for that, you know, coming through, you know, and blessing that track, man. That was a beautiful thing, you know. Working with the guy was a beautiful experience. He's like a hard-working dude. He's like one of the most featured artists, like, for real, did a lot of songs with, like, damn near everybody, you know.
I heard the funk on that song, and it just took me away, and, you know, being another native from Newark, you know, it just, I can really hit a funk on that song. I enjoyed that song. But my first question is, what part of Jersey are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Newark, New Jersey. Definitely.
Where you grow up at?
Yeah.
Where did you grow up at, Newark?
Brick City. I grew up on the north side and also the east side, you know what I mean? Two parts, like down in Higher Court and also the townhouse, Broadway, you know, Broadway townhouses. And Higher Court Projects and Riverview Court, you know. So I just grew up on both sides, really, east side and north side, you know.
All right. What was one of your best experiences in Newark is growing up, you know, as a young man into a man? What are some of the good memories? Because, we know that Newark is like a battlefield right now. But let's talk about some of the good, you know, memories that you had growing up in Jersey.
Oh, man, it's just the hoods, you know, back, I say, like, 9-5, it was, like, you know, one of the best years in Newark. Like, everybody was out, you know, summertime. It was just crazy. It was like, especially the hoods was just, like, addictive to be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Addicted to being, you know. Hoods was just, it was crazy. You know, people had love for each other. You know, it was just, it was a great year that year, man. That was, like, one of the good memories, man, that I can, like, remember, you know. This was around Tupac was out. Everybody was on Pac then, you know, man. It was just, I enjoyed it, you know what I mean? That was, it was love then, you know what I'm saying?
The cookouts, the drill teams, the basketball teams.
All that, you know what I'm saying? Definitely.
We don't want people to get accused. Tell it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want, yeah, it's, I'm saying, it's the people in the, like, Newark itself, you know what I'm saying, ain't dangerous. It's the people, some of the people that's in Newark that make it dangerous, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Newark is definitely a beautiful place, for real. You got the Prudential Center, you know what I'm saying? And also, you know, in summertime, you got down there at NJ Pack, where everybody be hanging out. Yeah, you know, it's a beautiful place, though, for real.
Robert Tree Hotel, still get it popping with the fashion shows. Let's not forget about the Robert Tree.
At Robert Tree Hotel, they got something going on with Rick Ross coming down there. LeBron James was supposed to. I don't know how that's turning out, but, you know, yeah, it's beautiful, man.
That's definitely what's up. Well, let's fast forward a little bit. Why did you move to Cali?
Cali track?
What made you go to Cali? Yeah, for California.
When I had the track, you know what I'm saying, it was like a Cali, you know, type track. My man, Murder Baby, shout out to Murder Baby, Lazy K and all that, yeah, he sent me the track, and, you know, it just had that West Coast vibe to it, and, you know, I came up with the hook, and I'm like, man, who could jump on this hook, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to use nobody from Jersey and, you know, have people like, oh, man, y'all just trying to be this West Coast, you know, give us some West Coast stuff. So I'm like, you know what, who can I use that can sing this joint, you know, like Nick. Nick had passed away, so, you know, I'm like, oh, man, you know who could jump on it? Cocaine. It hit me, you know, because I used to listen to Cocaine stuff, you know what I mean, way back. I listened to the Eastside joint that they had out when him, Snoop Dogg, and a couple of artists was on there, you know.
I don't want nobody to get the wrong idea about me.
I ain't got
nothing to hide.
Yeah.
I want the world to see. That's still a hot song. I'm going to play that tonight.
Yeah, definitely, man, definitely. And a lot of cats out here ain't even know that was him until I had to, like, specify it. I'm like, yeah, that was Cocaine. They're like, oh, my, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Cocaine definitely put it down, man, for the longest, man, just put it down.
That's what's up. One more question before we get into that hot track, which you did it, we'll call Welcome to the Streets of Newark, and it's featuring Cocaine. My next question is, you've been in the music scene, you know, since the early 90s. You know, what was the name of your first track, and was your name always NJ Threats?
Oh, man, the name of my first track was called Lil Sucker. You know, I did it off of Lords of the Underground joint. I made that joint. That was back then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as me being, I always had the name Fred. But, you know, Fred is like a general word. So, you know, when you pop it in the search engine, all the type of stuff, you know, pop up, you know. So to distinguish me from that, you know what I'm saying, it was like, you know, I had to put something to it. So NJ is where I'm from, and you know, NJ Threat, put it together just like that.
Well, there you go. We're about to get to this hot track right now by NJ Threat featuring the legend Cocaine, and it's called Welcome to the Streets of Newark. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Squad up.
To the streets of Newark, where you got to be a soldier. can't get caught slipping, cause niggas will knock your head right off your shoulder. You see the money run the city, and you got to get your paper every day. And when the wall is being shining, yeah, the bad bitch is coming out the fly.
Welcome to the Terror Dome, and this is where the bus stops. Ain't no hoax in the future.
Yeah.
This is where them hustlers get knocked, do a bit and come back to this dish that they used to. Respect's only given when it's earned,
right?
But it's a lot of cats here disrespectful. Man, the street's so cold, if you sneeze against, wouldn't even had a courtesy to say bless you.
Damn,
it ain't no clever around here.
Nah.
Just a whole lot of thugging around here. Economy that laid a lot of stiff dogs, so you damn sure watch who you love around here.
Yeah.
It's wicked like Solomon and Gomorrah, similar to Lord Haiti down in Florida. And this is cats out here who wanna rap, but this is where the music industry don't wanna be a part of.
Welcome to the streets of Newark, where you got to be a soldier. And you can't get caught slipping, cause the nigga will knock your head right off your shoulder. See the money run the city, and you got to get your paper every day. And when the wall is being shining, yeah, the bad bitch, they're coming out to play.
Another day, another dollar. Another high pursuit for a stolen car driver. Fiends walk the strip, they in search of that powder. And them youngs, they getting got it 8 hour on an hour. Grabbed in the chancellor, they moving that blocker. Trying to get a couple of dollars and escape the green monster. Fighting over turf, only the strong will conquer. While these broads in the street just trying to find them a sponsor. I'm a Jersey representative, definitely a North native.
Yeah.
Going hard with these bars, but feeling so underrated.
Yeah.
Who's the hottest in Jersey? Heavily gets debated, but this is the synopsis of a city, nothing to first you see the body, then you see the shells. Then you hear about the rest on Channel 12. Jumping in this game really ain't worth the beat, cause you ain't got to graduate to be sent to that university.
Welcome to the streets of Newark, where you got to be a soldier. And you can't get caught slipping, cause niggas will knock your head right off your shoulder. You see the money run the city, and you got to get your paper every day. And when the wall is being shining, yeah, the bad bitch, they're coming out to play.
Really, this is the hometown of Shaquille O'Neal, Queen Latifah, Redman, Lauryn Hill.
Uh-huh.
They say note them three stars, what's the significance? Then why the hell it's on Nice T's birth certificate? Check the resume, boy, we know for putting in work. Gangbanging shit just only made the hood get worse. So I keep something around, case then we try to trip. Treat us just like a runner and give them my whole clip. Man, them boys out here getting dougie. Them dudes on strap, it, yeah, they kinda nutty. My east side boys, man, Aaliyah, and they playing damn night, and I ain't talking Jay Cutty, yeah. So shouts out to Blaze, E.T. Hot, that's the inner sheik, Major Ali, Quan Sadat. So go ahead and grab a bottle, boy, and pop that cork. We represent for them G's who held it down for Newark, yeah.
Welcome to the streets of Newark, where you got to be a soldier. And you can't get caught slipping, cause nothing can knock your head right off your shoulder. You see the money run the city, and you got to get your paper every day. And when the wall is being shining, yeah, the bad bitch is coming out the fly.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Fridays,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Squad up. We back up in this thing. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. Frontline Fridays is sponsored by Phenomenal Radio. Make sure you check out Phenomenal Radio at www.c9radio.com. That's, again, that's www.c9radio.com, where we put the power of the industry in the independent hands. Big shout out to the Worldwide Fam, man. Definitely doing it big. NJ Dress, I love that song. That's a song that you can actually keep on repeat and just go.
Word, appreciate it.
Let's talk about the video. You can actually check out this video on YouTube. Go to www.youtube.com and put in Threat TV 1, that's Threat TV 1, and check out the hot video. How did the video, who came up with the concept for that video?
Ah, man, that was basically my man Double M, you know what I'm saying? We had did it in the hood, you know,
it was crazy, like, you know, how he came together on the editing process with throwing in the clips of what was going on in the streets of North. It was one clip where
yeah.
was, with some little kids was jumping the guy at a laundromat or whatever. It was all over the news, you know. He was just giving you, you know, visuals of what's going on out here, really. And you know, I congratulate him on putting that together, man. That was a good look.
He did an awesome job doing that.
Shout out to Double M.
Yeah. He did do an awesome job. It really took you into the streets of Newark. Like, it's rare that you see videos now that can really take you in and impact you. With the video.
Definitely.
A lot of there's a lot of flashy stuff going on. That video matched the song, and that's definitely rare. Let's go to the call line to get some love because they lighting up for you. NJ Threads. We got NJ Threads up in this thing, squad up. Call us up at 347-854-1521. That's 347-854-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Let's go to the 908 out here. We got Future in the building. Poor Future in this thing.
Yo, what are you doing? I'm glad to be glad to be on Frontline Fridays. NJ Threat sound good on the airwaves right now, so shout out to Phenom Radio and Diva Spot Radio. This is a syndicated radio show, and you know, we stay consistent. We focus on staying consistent. So appreciate NJ Threat, you know, with that music bringing the East and the West together. On the realest level. So, yo, congratulations, my G.
Word, appreciate it, man. Thanks, man. Word up, man. Just trying to play my part in this hip-hop thing, you know?
Mm. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Future, we appreciate you calling in. Stand by. We're going to go to the call lines and get some more love because we got more coming with NJ Threats. Also, we got Lisa Laird coming live in the building, comedian and radio personality of Gator Radio. She's coming a little bit later. She's going to turn up with us. Let's go to the call lines and get some more love. Well, we had 253-298. You're now live on the front line. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, this is the legendary Cocaine for the West Coast. You dig that?
Hey,
oh.
What's up, homie?
What it do, NJ Threat? Killing them, boy. Congratulations.
All right. Yeah.
Welcome to the Frontline Cocaine. It's an honor, man. It's an honor. Wow. Nice.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And big ups to you and everybody over there and my main man, New Jersey Threat. You know what I'm saying? When I first met him, had a chance to meet the brother. He's solid, 100. You know, when some people are 6 or 5, dude's 100. Mm-hmm. And it was a pleasure to mix it up with a real cat like that. Like Rakim said it best, it ain't where you from, it's where you at. And we both complimented each other on that track, and it turned out, welcome to the streets of Newark. Big ups to my boy, Threat.
Yeah, word, man, word. Shout out to you too, man. Big up to you, man, for, you know, coming and blessing that thing, man. You already know, made that joint a classic, man. Everybody still keep talking about that joint, man, you know?
Oh, man, salute. It was my pleasure. But, you know, like we say, we putting things where it ain't. You dig? 2014 is a whole new frontier, and we going to keep it.
For sure.
So, salute, man. I just wanted to call in real brief and big ups to Future and big ups to everybody at the radio station. And, you know, I had to call one of my guys, my reputable guy, you know, Threat. You know what I'm saying? God got his hands on you. You're a real one from the turf. A lot of these dudes out here be screenplaying it. You know what I'm saying? But you keep it all the way 1,000. And, you know what I'm saying? From an OG side, I appreciate you as a person that's always keeping it real. So I just wanted to call in, get that love, salute. You know, you got one of East Coast finest out there. You know what I'm saying? New Jersey Threat. You know, fuck with your boy. You know, big ups to Murder and everybody out there. And you know, Lazy K and everybody that showed me love. Nothing but love out there. You know what I'm saying? So that's my second home. You know what I'm saying? Wish I could be out there, you know, in a football game. But it's kind of too cold out there. My guy. And much love.
Okay, you ain't
dog.
Ready for that. You ain't ready for that. That's so
big homie.
That's definitely what's up, man. We appreciate you coming through. big shout out to Cocaine Allergic coming through this thing, man, and showing love on the front line Fridays. We'll definitely have him on the front line in upcoming week squad. Y'all know how we do. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Front Line Fridays. I got my special guest live in the building with me and Jay Threats, man. Let's go to the call line to get some more love before we get into some of this more hot music by NJ Threats. It's phenomenal, baby. It's a phenomenal situation. This is how we even do it. Big shout-out to Future Crew 100, and also big shout-out to the Worldwide Fam, man. They definitely doing it big. Let's go to the 202. We got Genius up in this thing, the DMV. What's going on, Genius?
What up, Queen? Salute to you. Salute to all the artists that's actually being featured tonight. Just wanted to call in and show my support. I'm actually broadcasting live right now, so I can't talk too long. But salute to everybody that's actually supporting you and that's actually on the show right now. I just wanted to give you big love. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tune in after I get done and catch up on the rest of the show, but I just wanted to salute the Queen and everybody else who's on the show right now.
Salute. King, I definitely appreciate that. Salute. Squad up. Let's go to one more call, and then we're going to get into some more music. 239-400, you're now live on Frontline Friday. Squad up. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Well, I go by the name of KT, last name Brinson. What up, though, cousin? You know I came out to support
you. Oh, what's going on, man?
Man, you know how we do down here in the Gunshine State. You know I'm out here, cuz.
That's what's up. Did you get a chance to hear that track that I just played by NJ Threats called Welcome to the Streets of North?
I did just hear that.
I'm going to stay tuned because I'm going to play that again. Stay tuned. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
Stand by. I got to hear about Threats. You got to hear this. Threats, I definitely am very, very proud of you and the work that you've been putting in. Not only have you been putting work in the U.S., you went overseas. Well, you went to Europe and did a video over there. Tell us about that, the Mega Man track, which is very, very hot. And y'all make sure y'all follow Threats on Twitter, at NJ Threats. That's at NJ Threats. Friend him on Facebook, www.facebook.com/ NJ Threats. And also check out the YouTube, www.youtube.com, and go to Threat TV 1. Tell us about the Mega Man video.
Oh man, the Mega Man video was a wonderful experience, man, you know what I'm saying? Mega Man was produced by my homeboy, you know what I mean, Will Easy, part of Worldwide Fam, you know, so
nice.
It was like, you know, I wanted to do something mega, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, what can I do that's going to be, like, real different from, you know, what all other cats is doing? I'm like, man, we're going to shoot out to London. So I hooked up with my homie, Rock Davis, Itchy House Films. Shout out to Itchy House Films on that, you know what I mean? And we just made it happen, man. London is definitely a wonderful experience, but on the flip side, it's an expensive experience. The U.S. dollar is nothing, you know what I mean? That value of that dollar, boy, U.S. dollar ain't nothing over there, you know. But it was great, though. We had fun, you know. We got the video done, you know what I mean? It made history, for real.
That's what's up, to be over in London shooting a video. London is definitely sticking it to the Americans. Like, oh, y'all want to come over here? Okay. Yeah. Y'all come on over here. We got something for y'all. You gonna pay up.
Yeah.
That video has so much energy. You have me going around the house talking about a mega.
Anything mega.
Anything mega. It's full of energy. You know, it's hip-hop to its core. You went over to London and did a video. And London shows hip-hop a lot of love. Matter of fact, sometimes more love than what the States do. Do you agree?
Yes, definitely. Definitely, man. It was like, you know, They welcomed me with open arms out there, man. It was real, you know what I'm saying? For real.
I wanted to know the response. Like, when you was doing the video, when you in these different locations, you know, I see that they was turned up, but I want to know what happened when the camera was off. Was they still full of energy, or were they kind of like, who is this guy over here, what the hell was going on?
You know, it was like boom, you know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, they seeing the cameras out and all that. We was right there by the London Bridge, and, you know, they was wanting to see what's going on. And, you know, they was, once they heard the music and seen what it was, you know, they just start going along with it, man. And, you know, they accepted it, and it was real. It was turning up, definitely.
One more question before we get to the song and get to the call lines. And this is one of my personal questions. So I was like, what is something that I can ask NJ Threads that he probably haven't thought about yet? Because that's what the diva do. And here's my question. The first question is, who are some of your, this is not my question, but this is a general question. Who are some of your favorite artists right now?
Right now, I'm going to go with, you know, Nas, definitely, mm-hmm. Jay-Z, you know, I'm going to go with Young Jeezy. He's mm-hmm. he's one of my favorite artists, 50 Cent. You know, these mm-hmm. are people, like, who I would love to work with, you know. As far as the young artists, like, you know, I go with shout out to Nipsey Hussle, shout out to Kendrick Lamar. You know, they definitely got some flavor. Shout out to Meek Mills. You know, they doing it. You know what I'm saying? I respect those guys.
That's what's up. So here's Steve, a personal question. If you was to do a song with Mary J. Blige, what kind of song would it be? And also, what would you call it?
Oh, it would be more like a struggle song. And, you know, but more like uplifting the people. And I would call it Power to the People.
I love it. I like that song, Protest. And I like the video, too. That's actually one of my favorites.
Word, I appreciate that, man, for real. That was also produced by Will Leezy as well, you know. I wanted to throw that thing on Worldstar or whatever, but it didn't make it. Maybe I'll just put it out on Worldstar again since it's just only been on YouTube. You know, maybe I'll just put it out on Worldstar. But, yeah.
Protest needs to be pushed.
Yeah, definitely. Protest need to be pushed. For sure.
It does.
For sure.
It needs to be pushed all the way to 2014. You holler at me and we'll make sure it get pushed. We'll make sure it get aired. But Protest needs to be heard. That's a really good song.
Definitely,
it's your girl Diva Ebony B. No problem. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays. We're going to get into a double play right now. We're about to play this song, Mega Man, by NJ Threats. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And coming up, we got our comedian radio host, and she is super funny. Lisa Laird is coming right in the building after NJ Threats. Let's go.
Mega Man, Mega Man, look at the watch and chain, that thing is Mega Man. Mega Man, 18 Mega. I'm getting money in the street, they wanna know the method. High ballin' without a ball, like he Tom Shepard. When the gun is stuntin' on him, yeah, I do it mega. So much jewelry like I ran across and hit the trap. Open, I see you hate. Go ahead and stare, boy, just hope you ain't investigating. Cause the bitch you doing might get us a Rico. And that's word to my lord, homie Chico. We were the killer, slash dealer. Used that APT at night. I'm in that villa and I'm in that Panamera. Let's dip, I'm like Shakira. Pretty face, banging body, and I think she got no errors. Tuesdays I'm in the green now, smoking, blowing green now. Sipping on that goose, cause I'm 103 proof. Sudden days I'm in Jersey, girls blowing hella cheddar. And the palace is damn it even better. I'm mega, Mega Man, Mega Man. Look at the watch and the chain, that thing's Mega Man. Everything that you claim, you do with Mega Fan. Mega, 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 Mega Man. Mega Man. Call, too strong, Mega Man. Hey, time you show off, you do with Mega Fan. Mega, 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 Mega. 60 grand on the wrist, man, that shit's insane. Ring blinging, got me feeling like LeBron James. In the front, where I'm sucking, getting ready to free. It came up, and she called me Baller of the Dick. Louis V, red bottom sneak. Couple grand for the fit, boy, ain't nothing cheap. That Gucci shit, man, I'm done with it, I'm past it. I leave it to you broken, cause you ain't never had it. Flying out the Paris. Shot to my connect, I supply the whole hood, got the things on deck. Yeah, my man's loyal money, put some diamonds around my neck. Even bought my sister's 50 fast
letting me get this cheddar. I'm Mega Man.
www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Diva is on the spot, on the grind. Let's go to the call lines and get some more love. I got my next guest that's up in here, too. Lisa Laird is in this thing right now. Lisa, holla at us, baby. We definitely want to get your feedback on Megan.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Lisa, what do you think about Mega Man? What's going on?
I mean, you know what? It was, that like the song. It was dope. He sounded real fan a little bit.
Nah. Only in the music, baby. I'm a good person, just music.
Okay. Because you sound fan via rapping. So I'm like, okay, hey, now. Like, I'm trying to figure out if you like more Chestnut fan or like Shamar Moore fan or just nah. No, I'm just saying, I'm not doing a long-distance relationship, no way.
I'm going to say he more Chestnut fine because he chocolate and he got a good fat.
Like, okay, is he like so more Chestnut back in the day fan or more Chestnut now fan?
I'm
in J. Brett fine, baby. You know, check me out on that YouTube. You'll see it.
Yes, I like his accent. He makes me feel like he's some like Bishop from Juice and stuff. I don't know.
That's crazy.
That's definitely what's up, man. We never appreciate it. How did you like the Welcome to the Streets of Newark track and the Mega Man track too? Alicia, I'm talking to you, sweetie.
Oh, I'm like, huh? What was the last one that just played?
The last one was Mega Man.
Yeah, I like that. It was dope. We was over here. I'm with my girls. We was over here battling to that. I'm like, okay. It was like, it had a real old school vibe to it. I was digging it.
Word. Appreciate that.
That's what's up, Meg. I want to thank you for coming through to the front line, man. You got any shout-outs you want to give?
Shout-out to Lazy K. You know, shout-out to Murder Baby. Definitely shout out my man Cocaine, you know what I'm saying? Also shout out Big Homie Guru for sure. And you know, shout out the Frontline Radio, Diva Ebony, you know what I'm saying? And you know, Worldwide Fan, man, we going to turn up 2014, man, for real.
That's definitely what's up. Y'all make sure y'all follow NJ Threats on Twitter @NJ Threats. Friend him on Facebook, www.facebook.com. facebook.com/NJThreats. So also make sure you go to the YouTube page and subscribe. Give your feedback on the video. Give your feedback on the music. Go to YouTube.com and go to the channel Threat TV1. That's Threat TV1. Big shout out to the Worldwide Fam. They definitely doing it big, and they are about their business. They professional, they on time, and they definitely doing their things. NJ Threats for features. Who do they contact, or how do they contact you to do a feature with you? And also to book you.
Oh, yeah, man, just hit me up on Twitter, man, you know, at NJ Threat, man. And, you know, DM me or whatever, man. I'll get back at you for sure.
That's definitely what's up. Fred, you want to – go ahead.
And you can also hit my email at threatgward@yahoo.com. Once again, that's threatgward@yahoo.com.
That's what's up. Fred, we want to thank you for coming through. You're more than welcome to come back to Frontline Fridays. And next time, you got to pour your own Kool-Aid. All right, baby?
All right. Yeah!
You can definitely stay tuned, man. We about to get it there with Lisa Laird. We about to get it. She's doing big things, man. We're definitely about to turn up and act the Ooh, so call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Big shout out to Ali Joseph, man. Definitely is a woman that's on her grind. I actually was introduced to her by Denia. Big shout out to Denia DeZora Zines. But she let me know, she was like, Ev, you got to check out, she's like, Diva, you got to check out Lisa. You got to check out Lisa Lair. She is funny as ever. And I actually watched a YouTube video of you doing some stand-up comedy, and it was super funny. And you had made a statement. You was like, Beyonce stole your body. And I'm like, yeah, because Michelle stole my body. So I'm trying to figure out how we can get it back. So holla at us, man.
You know, I'm telling you, I be juicing and stuff. I be trying to, like, I always make it past, like, day six, and then I quit juicing. Because I'm like, you know what? I need a sandwich in my life. I need a freaking sandwich or something. So it just gets rough. But I'm trying to get it together. I be in the gym. It's crazy because you be seeing all them sexy men and their bodies in there. You be looking at yourself like, I'm just normal cute. Like, I ain't movie star cute yet.
I can't say, I'm not going to say I can't stand. Because I'm never a hater. But those who come in the gym, and you know, they got themselves together and they toned up, and that's great. But then they want to come over to you and give you tips, like, you know, when you're on the machine. I don't even know you, first of all. Why are you talking to me? You see me breathing hard on this elliptical. Why do you want to come over to me and give me tips on how to step on the step master? Then nobody asks you nothing. Your ass is tight, as a matter of fact.
Right. You holding your breath, trying to not breathe hard and heavy, trying to act like you be doing this, and you really don't. You know, this is all bad. When you leave, finally, you got to sip all this water. You didn't get off the machine, you walking around the gym, because, you know, they be like, walk to get your breath back. You be walking around looking crazy in the gym, all up in L.A. Fitness looking stupid. I can't stand them people. Like, why are you here, sir?
Right. Somebody had asked me a question on Facebook, and I couldn't answer this, so I said, I'm going to ask Lisa, what does it mean when your leggings are sagging in the front? I figure it's either they too tight or they too big, but somebody was like, what does it mean when your leggings are sagging in the front? I didn't even know leggings could sag in the front.
You shouldn't have them on. That's what that means. They shouldn't be wearing them. Like, why do you have on saggy leggings? Like, is it like, what? That's a horrible question. Why would you ask somebody that? Like, you need to tell them they need to eat more, because the only reason your leggings should be loose is if you're just too darn small. Like, what is wrong with you? The better question is, why your leggings be like, have that little dip in the back, you always got to pull them up. That's because they're too little. I ain't never seen no loose leggings.
Never lied. How long have you been looking into these questions before we start acting the fool? And the call lines, I see y'all lit up. Y'all can press the 1 button and speak to my guest, Lisa Laird, that's live in the building. But I wanted to ask you, how long have you been doing comedy?
I will be doing comedy for 2 years, February 8th.
Great. That's definitely what's up. And what made you decide to become a comedian, at that, a female comedian, in such a male-dominated industry?
It is so funny how I got into comedy or decided to do it. I actually was tricked. At my day job, I'm actually really mean, and people think it's funny because people are stupid. And I'm always sarcastic to rude customers because I work at a beauty supply. So a lot of ladies come in and they be crazy. You be like, oh, my God, you be having to tell them about themselves. And I've always been, like, more funny, sarcastic. So a lady came in and was like, oh, my God, you should talk to my friend Big Papa. He put you on the show. I'm like, uh-uh, he a pimp. I don't mess with the name Big Papa. And then she was like, no, he's not a pimp. He do comedy shows. I'm like, whatever, Joe. I ain't finna mess with nobody named Big Papa G. So I left, and my coworker was like, nah, here. She used to do acting. Let her get into this, and gave him her my number. He gave it to him. Buddy called me like, hey, is this Lisa? I'm like, yeah, who is this? He like, Big Papa. I'm like, no. I don't need to be out here like that. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I don't need you, sir. And he was like, no, I do comedy. And I went up there, did some comedy. And it's so funny because my co-host from my radio show, she was there that night. And she was like, yo, you got some good material. You need to write. And I never, it's so funny how the cosmos worked that we ended up coming full circle being signed under the same company. Because she really was the reason why I kept going. Because she was like, yo, you got some fire. You need to write, though, for real, for real. And I'm like, man, whatever, all right. And I just, ever since then, I've been rolling.
Wow, that's definitely what's up. And my question to you is, and big shout-out to the legendary females in comedy, Monique and Simone, and all our other legends. Is it harder now to break as a comedian, or is it easier because of the pioneers have came before and laid down some foundation? So do you find it a lot more harder now to break as a female comedian, or is it a lot more easier?
As much as I appreciate the founding ladies of comedy, it's a lot harder now because back then shock value was everything. So you could say some old extra off-the-wall type stuff, and people are like, holy crap, that came out of a lady's mouth, yo. Now you can't do that. You got to have some old extra other stuff to come at. You have to come harder than a man and still appeal as a woman. So it's very difficult. So you really, in order for you to do it in this game and be actually getting booked and have respect, you got to have the juice. Like, it's no way around it. It's so hard.
I can definitely understand that it can be. You got to come with it. You always got to work on your craft. You got to keep pushing on your craft. Who are some of the comedians that you respect in the industry? We're in the game right now. Who are some of you? What's your top five or your top three?
I would say my top five would definitely have to be Vanessa Fraction. She is, like, so epic to me. I love her, like, she grind as a writer. She grind on the stage. She grind behind the scenes as a producer. She just gets it. Lil Rel is definitely going so hard in the streets. Like, it's crazy. Kevin Hart, I actually love him because he did some things that, you know, a lot of black comics just, you know, we think, like, oh, I'm going to make it. I'm going to get it. That man sold out Madison Square Garden. Like, that's epic, yo.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did.
I love, 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 love Eddie Murphy because he did something that was amazing to me. Like, he went from saying some of the most vulgar, crazy stuff in the world to being on screen in family movies. He did grown-up comedies. He crossed over, and it was just epic. And, of course, Eddie Murphy, he did the same thing. Like, people like that, you just have to say, like, you can do stand-up, but can you produce? Can you write? Can you appeal to children? Can you appeal to adults? Can you appeal to old people? And they did that. So those people, I definitely would say, they kill me. And then New School, too, though, because the New School, we coming up. Like, my girl, Jess Niche, she's epic. She's crazy. She get it in on stage. I'm actually in a group, a rap group, with the Asian girl. Her name is Noelle Lynn. She gets it. She's like, she thinks so out the box. It's crazy. And Brandy Denise, she's a writer out this world. Like, it's so much out here. So many people, it's hard to just say just these five.
Mm-hmm. That I can definitely understand that, and you guys are definitely pushing and grinding. It's so important to push and grind and push forward in your career, no matter what, because we're going to have some hiccups along the way, but that's okay. Keep pushing. And, you know, big shout-out to Ali Joseph, big shout-out to FaZe Events and Promotion, and big shout-out to Gator Comedy Club. You guys, and you are about to, February the 14th, Valentine's Day, how wonderful. You guys are going to be, you're going to have a show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Tell us about that, Gator Radio.
Gator Radio is going to be a whole different type of forum. Like, we want to be real, you know. Like, a lot of these radio stations, you hear all the cute stuff about the cute celebrities, and you hear the cute stuff about the hype and Chicago celebrities, but we want to get the people that really actually matter, and we want to touch on the subjects that really actually matter, and we want to bring some humor to it all, because out of everything, like, a real comic knows you're never afraid to look like a fool. So we're going to put it out there. And we're going to hopefully get a good response.
So you guys are going to be interviewing and showcasing the majority of comedians. Are you going to be doing artists as well?
We're going to do it all. It's going to be comics. It's going to be local artists around in the surrounding areas in Chicago or Illinois and Indiana. We're going to do up-and-coming comics. We're hopefully going to try to get some bigger-name comics, especially those out of Indiana and Chicago. Hopefully they reach back and show love. Musicians, we want to get their music out there because there are so many good musicians, like Spud Cotton, Diverse Marley. You got Paris Bueller. You got a lot of people out there from Chicago and Indiana that are just doing so much stuff out here. And then you got comics like Rail, and you got M-Dubs, and you got Kelly Howard and Vanessa Fraction, and it's so many people that just need to be heard out there. You got producers like Jay Davis. It's a lot of people out there that just are doing some crazy stuff, and we want to bring them to you.
Your network is very important. Now let's talk about networking, you know, and as you are a mom, you have a day job, you're a comedian, you know, you're a CEO, you're a boss of what you do, and networking. How do you pull it all together? Where do you find time, and how do you keep the balance to make all of this happen? Because they only see
what you do
on stage. How do you bring it all together?
You know what? It's so funny. I'm a Gemini, so I put it on that. We multitask well. I work well under pressure. I don't really do nothing. Like, if I ain't got no pressure on me, I can't get it done. And so when it's pressure on my back, you know, I own a house. So bills got to get paid. Children have to eat. Mommy has to eat. So I got to get it done one way or another.
It
falls into place.
Say, I got to get it done one way or another to make it happen. And not for nothing, you talked about your daughter in one of your pieces, and she was doing everything to become five. So you got to work hard. Did she turn five yet?
Yes. She's something else. You know what? I think my daughter, because her dad is a musician and her mom's a commie, so she don't have no choice but to be retarded. So she's something else. She's a major force in what drives me, because she's looking at me, you know. She's like, she's looking, and I just feel like I want her to know that if you want to be a ballerina, be a ballerina. If you want to be a dentist, but you're going to be the best darn ballerina dentist ever. Don't give up.
Just trolling around up in the air, shooting people in the mouth with Novocaine.
Yeah, anything, you know. Yep, all that. She's going to be getting it. Best ballerina dentist ever, Lord.
You're now tuned in live to Frontline Friday with Diva Ebony B. Call us up at 347-850-1521. I got the crazy, funny Lisa Lair live in the building, repping Chicago. Squad up. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to the chat room, too. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Squad. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Squad. We gonna come back more with Lisa live in the building with us, and I got a surprise for y'all. I got another comedian coming up in this piece. It's just showing some love, and he's gonna drop in for a second, but we're gonna take a music break, and then after that we come back, we're gonna turn up some more. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaEbonyB. That's www.twitter.com/@DivaEbonyB. Let's get into, I want to play some E-40. Shout out to E-40, man. I love E-40. I had a crush on E-40 a long time ago. That was my dude. I think I still got a crush on him. Yes, I did. I had a crush on E-40 when I was a little girl. I think I got a grown woman crush on her right now. Grown-ass woman. Sprinkle me, man.
Yeah.
I need you to get your life
together. Focus. Skibbity scat. It ain't nothing but me. That nigga E-40. Finna sprinkle some of you fools with some of this G-A-M-E, man. Some of this guy. Understand my system. Finna sprinkle you fools with my sprinkler system. Understand this stuff. It don't stop to the motherfucking Glock pop. And fuck a Glock, I'm fucking with the 6R. P226, Diana Ross, cousin Nina. Misdemeanor, that's what we do. Understand it. I be more hipper than the hippopotamus. Get off in your head like a neurologist. Push him awake than Atlas. Got a fighter by the name of Tupacalus. The 707 Marusco, hella fall back to floor terrace.
Yeah.
I pull a 40 out of my ball cap and then I flush it down my esophagus. The group that I'm with, the click. Sugar D shot legit.
Yeah.
Family orientated, game related, it's the shit. Killing motherfuckers off crucial. Sitting them down mutual. Running through these lyrics as if I was fiber like Metamucil.
Timer. 40 water.
Sprinkle me, man.
Big timer, timer.
Big time.
Body water.
Sprinkle me, man. Kick that shit, sugar.
Here comes the top notch. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Here I be. Clicked out nations of tea from the V. I'm quick to smile. Always down for the job. You gotta strut, that's a gang.
Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Meet at the bodegas noon Friday. You get my money then.
Oh, and Chico, anything happens to the buy money? Receipt. Jeez, he's gonna stick your heads up your asses faster than the rabbit gets fucked.
Yo, I'm making short-term goals when the weather froze. Yes, put away the leathers and put ice on the gold. Chilly with enough bail money to free a big willy. High stakes, I got more at stake than Philly. Shopping sprees, copping three. Deuce fever, IS's, fully loaded, yes. Bouncing in the next Luger. Tire smoke like Buddha. 50 G's to the crap shooter. Niggas can't fade me. Chrome stocks beaming. Through my peripheral, I see you scheming. Stop dreaming, I leave your body steaming. Niggas is fiending, what's the meaning? I'm leaning on any nigga intervening with the sound of my money machining. My cup runneth, over with hundreds. I'm one of the best niggas that done it. Six digits and running, y'all niggas don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan DeMarco. Swear to God, don't get it fucked up. You can't knock the hustle.
But do you think you are?
Maybe one day you'll be a star. That scene out of state where I drop my sling. I'm deep in the south kicking up top game. Bouncing on the highway, switching four lanes. Screaming through the sunroof, money ain't a thing. Your worst fear confirmed. Me and my fam roll tight like the firm. Getting down for life, strat, you better learn. Why play with fire, you burn. We get together like a choir to acquire what we desire. We do dirt like worms, produce G's like sperm. To legs spread like germs, I got extensive holes with expensive clothes. And I sit fine wines and spit fences slow. But y'all know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, cause you can't knock the hustle.
But until the late night, I'm the one who's crazy. Cause that's the way you're making me feel.
Cause you can't knock the hustle.
But you're trying to get mine. I don't have much time to knock the hustle for real.
Yeah, y'all niggas lunching, punching the clock. My function is to make munch and lay back munching. Sipping Remy on the rocks, my crew. Something to watch, nothing to stop. Unstoppable, scheme on the ice. I gotta hot your crew, I gotta let you niggas know the time like Movado. My motto, stack rocks like Colorado. Water off the champagne, crystals by the bottle. It's a damn shame what you're not though. Me, slick like a gato, fucking Jay-Z. My pops knew exactly what he did when he made me. Try to get a nut and he got a nut and what? Straight bananas. Can a nigga see me? Got the U.S. Open, advantage jigger, surf like Sanford, play fake rappers like a campus, the Tigra, son, you're too eager, you ain't having it, good, me either, let's get together and make this whole world believe us, huh, admire Raymond, screaming, all us blacks got is sports and entertainment, until we even, leaving, as long as I'm breathing, can't knock the way your nigga eating, fuck you even.
You check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
All right.
Yep, we
back up in this thing. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, the queen of Phenomenal Radio. Make sure you check out Phenomenal Radio at www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com. And check out all the hot things that we are doing for artists and business owners. If you're looking for exposure, if you're looking to expand your brand, if you're looking for radio stations, if you're looking for graphics, if you're looking for flyers, if you're looking for business cards, we definitely do it all. And all artists that was played on Frontline Fridays tonight are getting played and they're getting paid. Artists, if your music is not registered, make sure you go to www.cloudexchange.com. Again, that's www.cloudexchange.com. We got Lisa Laird up in this piece right here, man. She's definitely in the building, and we cutting up. Lisa, holla at us, baby. Tell us about your Tuesday night show.
Starting February 4th, I'm going to be at Crows on Country Club Hills. It's 18601 South Cicero. I am going to turn all the way up. This comedy show is not going to be nothing like you ever seen before. It's not going to be your regular six comics go up and you laugh and you leave. Like, we're going to get the audience involved. We're going to do some improv. It's going to be bananas. It's crazy. I'm so ready.
Wow. You got a crazy YouTube.
And it's only $5 to get in, so really they stealing.
What?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
It's only $5. What they going to get, it's only $5 to get in, so technically they stealing. If they done sold.
Hey. Let's go to the call lines and get some love for you, Lisa. 716 is now live on the front line with Diva Ebony B and Lisa Larry, comedy and radio personality. What's your name? Where you calling from? 716-207, can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes, you're now live on air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I thought Popeye was on tonight. I'm sorry. What happened
to Popeye?
Popeye
will be here.
Oh, okay. I was calling from Popeye. I'm calling from Buffalo, New York, ma'am.
Okay, great.
So you ain't been listening,
huh? Popeye, he'll be calling.
Okay, thank you. I'll call later.
Yeah, you better. And listen next time.
Yeah, we're going to have Popeye in the building in a few after we get through with Lisa. But right now, we got our queen in the building. We definitely turning it up. I like what you, it's only $5 to get in. That's rare that it's $5 to get in to see a comedian. I ain't never paid $5 for anything. Matter of fact, just speak about it to any event or comedy club or anything that's coming in. Hopefully I'll be able to get a chance to be in Chi-Town this summer. Because I'm not coming in the winter right now. It's too cold over there. Why is it so cold in Chicago? Y'all shouldn't even have to
because
pay electricity.
I don't know.
In the winter.
I don't know. It's the Illuminati because the world finna end because this is crazy. I don't know. I'm not with this weather, though.
How are y'all surviving over there? It's just negative,
you know,
all the
what?
Time. Negative.
We aren't, though. Like, we act like Chicago, we look real tough, but all of us are, like, we out here crying like little babies and stuff. It's not cool at all. Like, we all making up excuses. We, like, total vortex kiss my butt. Like, I can't believe this. And we all calling off work and stuff. It's crazy. We missing money, everything. Like, our drug dealers is, like, making calls. They're like, we not open today. Like, that's how bad it is out here, you know? Like, drug dealers are calling off
work.
That's how bad it is. Yes. Yes, they are.
Let's talk about your YouTube channel. People are subscribing daily. What's your YouTube channel, Lisa?
You can search it as Lisa, L-Y-S-S-A-L on YouTube, or you can just search my whole name, Lisa Laird, L-Y-S-S-A, last name, L-A-I-R-D. Right now I got a bunch of stand up on there. And I'm about to have a lot of videos coming soon. If you search my name, you'll see some of my old videos. And I look different because I lost weight. So that was chunky me. So now little me is going to do some stuff because, you know, I'm trying to be famous and I want to be sexy. And when the Illuminati call me, I already want them to know they ain't got to do too much work because I got ahead of the gears. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
I'm trying to be iconic, and I'm finding out that you can't be iconic without being in the Illuminati. So when they call me, I've been on a juice diet, I've been hitting the gym, you know what I'm saying? I'm already 30 pounds down. So all I got to do now is figure out who I'm sacrificing, you know what I'm saying?
I hate you. I want my sacrifice now. I'm done. If you had to sacrifice somebody, who would you sacrifice? If they gave you a choice to sacrifice somebody, or who you going to sacrifice?
I don't know. It might. You know what? It might be my mama, because I don't really know Shorty like that.
Your mama?
I don't know her like that. She cool. We cool.
Oh, man.
I'm just playing. It might be like a fourth or fifth cousin or something. They ain't really be. I don't know. I got to read the Illuminati handbook when they give it to me.
The Illuminati handbook.
I'm almost sure they specify how you got to sacrifice. You feel me?
Yeah, you got to get those instructions back. Lisa, what's next? You got to register the phone. What's next?
Yes.
I mean, even with the you got to register. Well, even when you with the show, let's talk about the upcoming show before we get to Popeye. With the show, what are you planned on as a radio personality? What made you decide to become a radio personality? What made you decide to tap into radio?
Don't laugh at me, okay? Okay, you have to get your Ghetto Girl Brothers on for this one. Like, you'd be like, okay, what happened was, I was working at McDonald's in the drive-thru, and it's always stuck with me, and so it's so funny. But all the time, people would come through, and they'd be like, oh, my God, you know what? You sound like you just be on radio somewhere. And I'm like, boy, let's order this double cheeseburger so I can get you out of my window. It's cold, and I can open this and take your change, you know. And it kept happening. And so when I sang with Gator Comedy, they was like, we're going to do everything. I'm like, everything? They're like, everything. Y'all going to be doing movies. Y'all going to be doing plays. Y'all going to be doing stand-up and radio. I'm like, what? When I was working at McDonald's, they told me I need to be on radio. So I'm like, whatever, I'm doing it all.
That's definitely what's up. Go ahead, I'm listening.
I was going to be, you know, at first, before the radio show, I wanted to be a leading lady with Paul Walker, but I guess now I'm going to have to do Justin Timberlake. But, I mean, it's okay. Radio is cool, too, you know?
Radio is definitely going to be fun. It's a lot of work. I wish you success in your career, man. It's definitely going to be fun. Let's bring Popeye in this thing while you're here, because I don't want you to leave just yet. The Black Popeye is up in here. Popeye, I'll let us, baby.
Hey, what's going on, people?
Hey, Popeye.
Hey,
welcome to the front line, man.
Yes, I love your show, girl. Thanks for the opportunity. Shout out to all of y'all, man. Lisa, how you doing, girl?
Pretty good. How are you?
All right. I'm looking forward to meet you, you know what I'm saying? I come from Chi-Town. I grew up there with Sonya D, you know.
Okay. I love me some Sonya D.
Yeah, Hustle Man Little, I started off with him.
Okay. You old school. All right. I like it.
Yeah, I was in town. Lake County got talent. Jokes, nose, the theater with all of them, you know. I love Chicago. It's just kind of scary. You got to wear a bulletproof vest going to get some bread. But
Hold on. Don't come at us like that.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I thought I was going to have to shoot you for the phone, Joe.
Yeah.
You said you got to wear a bulletproof vest
to get some bread. I thought I was going to have to shoot him through the phone. Diggle, you feel me? I don't want to have to show him how we really do.
I love Chicago. My sister's up there, and they're the ones that got me started really in Chicago, you know. Everything is good, you know. And I love it. I'm in ATL right now. I'm looking forward to working with you. Shout out to Ebony. Everybody, you know, life is good. It's what you make of it, you know. And our business, we do making people laugh, especially our people laugh. That's a gift. Everybody can do it. Talk to drive a truck, talk to do a lot of things, but making people laugh is an art. You know, and we need that in life.
You're right about that. Making people laugh is an art. That's not something that you can easily do. You have to have a skill for that. Let's go to the call lines and get some love before we get more into with you, Popeye. Let's go to the 937-581. You're now live on the Front Line Fridays with Diva Ebony B, Lisa Laird, and the Black Popeye is up in this thing. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Shay, and I'm calling from Dayton, Ohio.
Yes, that is my sister on the radio. I am so proud of you.
Thank you, Sissy.
Shout out
keep
to
doing
Sissy. She rocks the mic.
Shay, we gotta give you one of these, baby. We gotta give you something for coming.
All right. Yeah.
Damn right. This out the family that's calling in and supporting. You know, it's so important to have family support because a lot of us, we don't have family support. They wouldn't give us hot water on a hot day. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's so funny because me and my little sister, we grew up in acting classes. Like, my grandmother always supported our dreams. Now she's a model in Ohio doing her thing with her son. I'm proud of my baby sister. It's so funny that she called in when she said, "This Shay." I'm like, oh, my God, that's my sister.
You know, on the mic. But, yes, I just want to let you know, keep rocking that mic. That is good what you're doing. And support.
Thank you.
That's what's up, Shay. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, yeah.
Papa, do you get support from your family as a comedian or in your profession or your career?
Well, you know what's funny about it? I've always been a class clown since third grade. And I got into comedy by accident. You know, I was the class clown, stayed in trouble in school, but still maintained. But when a comedian didn't show up, real short and cute, a comedian didn't show up in my hometown, in Buffalo, New York, shout out. They said, "Scooter, yo, oh, man, yo." I was Scooter before Popeye. They said, "Yo, man, you got to go up there, man. I can't give everybody any money back. Man, I know you. Just say some shit. You've been silly since You've been silly since high school." I said, "Man, I ain't no comedian, man. Give my money back." He said, "Mike, get $100. I said, "Okay." Once I did that, another dude on the audience, I did know that a couple clubs downtown Buffalo, he said, "Yo, man, you got an art, man. Would you open up for me?" I said, "Yeah." Then it started from there. Long story short, either you got it or you don't. So I've been a class clown. It's just a blessing. You know, God got his own time, you know, for doing things, you know what I mean? And this, you're never too old to make people laugh.
You never go to make people laugh.
I've been up in ATL, and Chicago people show me bad love, especially in ATL. I'm with Chris Tucker, brother, Shorty, I met everybody. People go out there, I hosted a birthday party in Vivica Fox. I'm shaking like a leaf. And I'm on Facebook now because I'm old school. And that's a new experience for me, you know what I'm saying, and networking. But that's a beautiful thing. I met a lot of people from the Pizza Club people with James, Tony K, Ms. Woods, all over the place. Meeting great people. And I'm very happy. My DVD, matter of fact, will be out next week straight from the city. Popeye Still Retarded.
I know that's right. That's definitely a good thing. And thank you for sharing that, man, because it's so important for you to network and network with people. And don't let your networks drop by the wayside. Don't just connect with somebody and don't do nothing with nobody. I can't stand people like that. I want to just, you know, when they connect with you, they you know, they bump their gums on the phone for an hour, and then after that, nothing happens. I mean, come on, son. I want to talk about, and I want to go to Lisa on this, but Papa, I'm going to come back to you at 7:08. I see you just coming to call you, so I'm going to get to you. I want to talk about Facebook, people on Facebook. What the hell is a complicated relationship? I don't think me personally I will put on any and tell anybody I'm in a relationship, but it's complicated. That's a messed up relationship from the beginning. My relationship is complicated.
See, it really can go together.
What does it mean, Lisa, say it again?
That means they really don't go together. Like, she might be, like, the girl that gets stuff off of, like, it's a comic here. His name's Smitty B. And he, like, he stay on the sad chicks. Like, I feel so bad for sad chicks because of him. And him and M-Dubs, they go on them. And Ballhead, they be going on the sad chicks. But that's what I feel like a complicated relationship is. Like, we don't know that we go together or not. Because sometimes he be with his baby mama. Then other times he be with me for real. So we don't really know where we at right now. Sometimes we be in a good space and sometimes we don't be. It's complicated.
Popeye, complicated relationship status.
Popeye,
can you hear me? Yeah, I can.
Popeye not even on Facebook.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I hear you. I'm listening to you women and getting wisdom about the Facebooking and the women out there. It's a lot of games being played, but, you know, that's why I'm single now, because I don't like confusion or chaos, you know what I mean? You know, just follow your dreams and do you, and the women and the men going to be there from day one. Know who you is and everything else will come into place.
You're right about that. You might have to make it complicated. Let's go to the call lines and get some love. 708-261, you're now live on the front line. Holla at us.
Hello?
Yes,
sir. Hello, how y'all doing?
Hey.
Hey.
Who y'all on the line?
My name's Seymour. I'm a big, huge fan of Lisa Laird.
Oh, Seymour, you a huge fan of Lisa? There you go.
Yeah, actually we've been going together for about 3 weeks in my mind, and every show I go to, she just keeps me laughing.
We go together in your mind, sir?
Yeah, we go together. I actually gonna get LL on my lower back in about 2 weeks when my check comes.
That's beautiful. I appreciate you, sir.
I'm just playing. Lisa is great. Jay Davis. I'm just on the call and say hi.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's up?
You know what? It's so funny. Jay Davis.
Wait,
you know what? It's so funny. Jay Davis is one of the best producers. He does these skits, and he is so crazy. Like, the things he think of is ridiculous. He's doing so many big things out here, and he give us so much shine out here, so many comments he put in his skits and things. He's so epic. I love him. He's stupid.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jay Davis, I love saying you go get LL on his lower back. That make me want to... That made me want to tell some dude, like, yo, get Devo on your lower back if you love me. If you love me, you'll put Devo on your lower back.
Oh, my God, put it on my back. Put it on your lower back so I know it's real.
That's how you know it's
real. All right. Yeah.
Jay, I hate you. That did it. Oh, my God. That's what's up, man. Jay Davis, thank you for calling in and showing us the love. We got to have you come back. I want to connect with you. I want to do a show with you. I definitely want to do a Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Y'all make sure y'all check out my show tomorrow, Step Your Game Up Saturdays, each and every Saturdays, where we showcase and interview, you know, entrepreneurs and business owners, and we have fun on that show. We also talk about a lot of community support. We give out a lot of resources on that. So, Jay, I definitely want to connect with you. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Matter of fact, I got your telephone number right here. I'm going to call you. Your wife
call
ain't going to get mad,
me.
Is she? I don't want no problem with your wife.
Okay.
I'm on the podcast right now to see my wife, so it's cool.
Now he's going to get Diva Ebony on his floor back. I hope you're happy.
I'm happy for now, for tonight.
I just told your man, Lisa. Boom, I got your boyfriend. I got your man.
You
I got him.
You can keep him. If it was that easy, you could keep him.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry. All the morning after pills, I done got your ass, Lisa. That's how you going to do me? Cool.
You stupid.
It's time to educate and regulate, y'all. It's definitely time to educate and regulate. Let's get to this thing right now. Stand by.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, queen, gon' teach you some. Hey, queen, gon' teach you some. Hey, queen, won't you teach you some? On the front line, Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, queen, gon' teach you some. Hey, queen, gon' teach you some. Hey, queen, won't you teach you some? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Wow, shout out to my boy S. Collie for that hot drop right there. We have a segment on my show that we do called the Educate and Regulate segment. And, of course, we want your feedback. Anybody that's on the phone line, you can press 1 to comment. Anybody that's in the chat room, you just build a quick profile. It takes about a minute to build a profile so you can comment in the chat room. But I want to educate and regulate. It's tax season, baby. Tomorrow is officially February the 1st, the first day that they will be sending out your W-2s, your 1090s, and all that good stuff. So I wanted to talk about the people who have been allowing other people to claim their children. Yeah, now, yes, you're on air. But hold on 1 second, Popeye. Now, the IRS has teamed up with the Department of Health and Human Services, a.k.a. Welfare, and it may take a little while longer for our tax returns to come back this year because they have teamed up with the Welfare to make sure that the children that you have on your grant or you receive a food stamps for, you are claiming those children. So if you are getting TANF and getting food stamps and you have your children on your what they call grant, do not allow anybody else to claim your children unless they have been taking care of those children for 6 months to a year and you haven't been claiming them. So you can easily get audited. A lot of people are going to get audited this year for trying to be slick. So that whole claiming other people's kids, they didn't teamed up and said, oh, we ain't having this. So I'm going to go ahead over to you, Popeye. That's my education right
there. You know what? That's an interesting situation there because I just came out. I wasn't able to claim my taxes, man, for like 15 years due to a damn student loan, right? And when I finally came out of default, they got this new program. You pay $20 a month for 7-8 months. They bring you out of default. So I come out of default. I try to claim my son, you know, because he's on my medical and child support being paid every check. Man, they put a hole on my thing. If you got to have all your stuff situated in together. So I said, you know what? I'll file that loan, 10EZ, whatever they told me to file, and claim you. But everything is so much scamming and scheming out now. You got to just do you. You know, you've been taking care of your kid. Kudos to you. But if you don't claim right, because these mugs try to do anything to put us, especially us people, in behind bars and don't want you to get that money. But, you know, do the things right, and, man, I'm telling you, man, because I used to get mad as heck. Man, I'm getting $3,000, man. I'm getting $4,000 back, man. I'm getting $5,000. Man, every time I filed, they took my money. I was mad as a mug, so do it right, y'all.
So what you're saying
I'm
is...
sorry. Go ahead.
So what you're saying is I probably shouldn't claim my niece or my best friend daughter. That's not what I should do. I'm not saying that I did or didn't, and if I was too, I shouldn't right now.
No, because both of y'all go get audited. Both the one who's claiming the kids is getting audited, and the parent of the child is getting audited. So the IRS and Welfare has teamed up. They tag teams, and they was like, well, if they claim these kids all year and they getting food stamps and if they getting cash and if we paying their rent and we giving them TRA, we got them a bus card, you know, we pay for their GED program, they better be claiming these kids in income tax. So if you want to let somebody else claim little Euripides and you done had them on your TANF case, you better not let nobody claim little Euripides this year or you getting audited and they getting audited.
So hypothetically speaking, if I already put in my my return, can I call her and ask her, could she not do that right quick? Or not?
Well, it's a certain form you fill out, too, that you can stop that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, oh, yeah, that's what I had
I mean,
to
I did
you.
Saying if I had yeah. did that, if I had did that, you know.
Yeah, stop that. You go to jail.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
You
cool. I can't go to jail because
you're going to jail.
Yeah,
no, because me and my girl, we were just talking about jail earlier, and I wouldn't make it. I wouldn't make it in jail. Maximum or minimum, I just, okay.
Me neither. Me neither, Lisa. Me neither.
You either, Papa.
I went to jail one time, family, real short, sweet. I went to jail one time. You know, they put me in the wrong jail, matter of fact, Attica. I was in a cellmate that wasn't getting out. He said, yo, man, I'm going, man, see, I'm sick of this, man. I ain't never getting out. I'm ready to kill some. He said, man, what you waiting for? I said, man, you ain't seen me on the news. I ain't getting out either, man. I'm not telling you, man, because they're going to tell him I'm getting out in 3 months. Man, it's you. You know what I mean? You don't want to do that.
You better not tell nobody when you get out. Big shout out to Arsenio Hall. He hasn't really aged at all, and his show is pumping, and I think he deserves it. I'm glad Arsenio Hall is actually back. Word up.
Me too. Me so too. He's looking all right, too.
I just want to go.
Making money.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want to sit in the audience and go, woo, 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 woo.
He all right.
It was something I was about to say. That shit just threw me off. Damn, Lisa. Now I'm thinking about sitting your arm pumping his fist.
That's all I want to do. I just want to sit in like the third row. And every time you say something, it's like, woo, 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 woo.
That's a shame, Mom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The income tax. Now, for those who are claiming their income tax years with H&R Block, I've been claiming my income tax with H&R Block for 7 years now. I like H&R Blocks. But for those who are getting personal tax preparers, like, you know, Pookie from down the street and Brother Man from the fifth floor, and you know what I'm saying, and Felicia from Friday, listen, you do not want these people to be claiming their taxes. And they say, oh, you know, I come to your house and file it and all the paperwork and whatnot. Listen, I have seen situations where people file, and it's some, a lot of people who don't work for the year, so they claim self-employed. Okay. They ain't worked all year, but all of a sudden, when it's income tax time, now you're self-employed. Anything for a little $1,500. But they have your information. You talk about, you think you filing your taxes, and then you get your tax report back and fill, see that you got an equity loan took it out of your lane. They done got cable in your name. You know, they done got cars in your name and whatnot. Be very, very cautious with giving people your information. I would definitely suggest you guys to go to a business establishment and get your taxes done. A lot of people are doing it online with TurboTax. You know, you want to make sure you properly educate yourself because you can get audited and owe money back. And they'll say that you owe money back, and they'll take all your income tax and then tell you that you got to pay the remaining balance.
That's true.
They ain't going to tell you nothing. They're going to say, fill in this, fill, do this line, do this line, do this line. And then when things hit the fan, oh, it was her fault. You owe
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, and the IRS is coming to get their money. They like a baby mama. They come and knocking on your door.
Ms. Bronson.
There's an alphabet to play with.
Ms. B.
Huh?
I want to say one thing to the people, too, about the taxes. When you get your taxes, people, please do something constructive with it. Please do not buy rims or throw a massive barbecues or go to the mall. Try to invest it in something, please. I'm just sick of people taking a raggedy-ass car and put $3,000 rims on it. I mean, come on, do something constructive with it, please.
I see the Oldsmobile with the rims on it.
He's lying. 20-inch rims on a $300 car. I love the South, but come on now. Help me out now.
I mean, I agree with you because, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm going to put Doug on my Alero. I'm not saying that I'm going to buy me some new Ashley furniture, nothing like that. So I feel you. You feel me?
I feel you, Lisa. Tell them about it, Lisa. Talk to me, girl.
I can't wait for my to come back because I'm doing everything you said. Don't do it. I want to buy it out, baby.
What'd you say, ma'am? What you
I
say?
Said, I can't wait for my taxes to come. That's why I grab people Christmas, man. I'm going to ball out.
What you going to do?
I just moved into my house, so I need some new couches, you know what I'm saying? My truck got to get on bed, beds, or something.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. But, you know, just do it right. I'm just talking about, I mean, you got priorities. you know what you're doing. You know, but some people just, they get money and don't know what the hell they're doing with it.
It's because they're creatures, though. It'd be for real. Like, in February, in January, they'd be looking all like crackheads and stuff. And then in February, you know what I'm saying, all of a sudden, they don't know you no more. Like, I work in the beauty supply. They come in there every other day asking for 79-cent braiding hair. Now, all of a sudden, they don't know nothing about braiding hair. They only know about Brazilian hair, you know.
I gotta go get my Remy, girl.
Right. It's like some of my main customers. I know she's finna get her Poetic Justice braids, but all of a sudden in March, though, she don't know about the braiding hair. Now all of a sudden she only went Brazilian and I know better.
Oh my goodness.
I'm done.
There you go. I learned a lot from you women. Well, let me say one thing right quick, Ms. B. And thus right now, I'm giving a shout out to everybody because I got a little financial advisor because I don't blow my money again like I always do. Facebook, put money in on Facebook.
Yeah. And on Twitter. Twitter opened up their stocks, too. Twitter became public.
Yeah,
it was private.
Facebook
but
is a joint.
Public last year.
Mm-hmm. You heard it first from Popeye. Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Lisa, what's up, girl? How you doing? What's your next show, girl? When we going to work together?
When we going together? Oh, when we working together?
When we going to work together, girl?
You know what? ASAP. Because I love Popeye. He likes the grandpa I never really wanted.
He likes the what? What's he
like? Popeye likes the grandpa I never really wanted. I love him.
I'm trying to be a nice Witherspoon.
We can work together soon, though. I love your energy. Like, we can do, like, a special.
We can do whatever you want to do, Lisa. Hello? Lisa?
Yeah.
We can do whatever you want to do, girl. Man, I've been up here 6 months in Atlanta. I've been everything from music videos to everything. Atlanta is the Black Hollywood. Let's keep going and going and going. I'm going to that convention, too. And I want everybody to come down to L.A. with Miss Flood. Hope Flood in L.A.?
Uh-huh.
In Los Angeles, Hope Flood. She's doing convention for comedians, workshops and stuff, and all the stars going to be there teaching it.
I got knocked out, y'all. Hey, I'm back.
Huh? You all right, Nellie? You hear me?
Lollipop kicked me out. It was like being petty to me right there.
What's up, ma'am?
I had got kicked out, and I had left y'all for a second. I'm back, though.
No, I was just saying real quick, you know, it's a big convention for all comedians. Put it out there that Los Angeles Hope Flood throwing the convention. It used to be for females, but now it's for males, too. Workshop.
Yes.
It's going to be down in
Asia. I will be there April 22nd through the 27th. I am so ready. Hope Flood is opening a lot of doors. And with it being for men and women, we about to, I don't know about everybody else, but I know Chicago finna show up and show out. We finna take over L.A.
Oh, heck yeah, girl.
You from Chicago, you already know. We finna get it in.
Oh, man, Chicago's all right. Jokes and Oaks in the building.
Yeah, shout out to Ms. Lindsay. You know, we gets it all the way in.
Yeah. I did the Genesee Theater, man. I was scared of death. Man, Chicago's a rough crowd, you know what I'm saying? You know, I think they got too many gangs and too many rules. Can't wear your hat to the right on a Wednesday. Can't wear it to the left on a Tuesday. But it's all right, you know?
All right, Papa, keep it up. Keep it up.
I'm just saying, I like it, you know. I'm just saying, you know, I went to the store once, got my butt whipped 5 times.
Yo, I'm just enjoying myself, but I got to get into this music mix. Lisa Laird, I want to thank you for coming through Frontline and squatting up with us. Y'all make sure y'all follow her on Twitter at Doula2008. That's at Doula2008. And hit her up on Facebook. Become her friend on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Lisa Lara, and also make sure you follow Popeye too. Popeye, tell them where to follow you at on Twitter and on Facebook.
Oh, on Facebook, go to Alvin Popeye Glenn. Just friend me, man. Just follow me. Amazon.com. Everything coming out this year. I want to shout out to my people in Buffalo, New York, Chicago, and everybody that love me in ATL. My people in the McQuarrie's, the McDonald's back in Buffalo, New York, Tinky, my manager. Everybody love y'all, my man. Tyrone, my assistant. Everybody, Lisa, keep doing your thing, girl. We gonna work together. Miss B, I love
yes.
you. I love y'all, man. What y'all doing for the black people, man? Let's keep it up. Man, I'm trying to rule the world. We next people coming up. And I'm out, y'all. I love y'all.
That's definitely what's up. You tune in a lot of Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. We're about to get into some music mix before we get out of here. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Let's get into some Fugees, man. Fuji Live. What's up?
We used to be number 10, now we permanent in one. In the battle, lost my finger. Mike became my arm, pistol nozzle, it's nasal. Blood becomes lukewarm, tell him, I'm gonna be easy, now I squeeze this summer. That's why cleft, see that flesh get scorned. Do a bad mix, feel like you ain't wanting to be born, John. Tell your friends, say the hell out of my lord. Chicken drawers, became dead drawers, stealing chicken from my forms.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not the dead kitchen. If you're my theosis, then I'm bringing all hate to Sicilian. Nobody shoot me. My body made a hand grenade. Girl bled to death while she was drunk and send the razor blade. That sounds sick, maybe one day I'll write the horror. Blackula comes to the ghetto, Jack and Dracula. See the ones that see crack babies. Becoming enemies with their own families. I'ma get them come, you know what we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got the rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion.
Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Swerve on these niggas.
Me
grinding, shining, you sidelining, hating on the whip that I'm in. Hating on that chick cause she climbing and whining on my pole for that dope, my diamonds. Blind them, shooters put them where they can't find them. Must I remind them, I'm as real as it gets in the field with a Morgan that we chill. Throw shots like rocks to your grill. Philistine giants get chopped with the guillotine. ROI the realest team and I am. For those who wanna know, look, I am. Yeah, I get that dope, don't try him. That's your mission, Beretta spitting. Leave your bones missing like buried treasure hidden. So listen to the words I say, cause this type of shit happens every day. But I ain't concerned with bragging, I let my aura talk. Living my life based on what the Torah taught. Just drove up the lot with that new Porsche I bought. Came a long way from shorts, now I'm taking off.
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like waiting in the kitchen. Couple minutes, breeze pass. Is it hard? Does it glisten? Can I bag it with an addict? In the attic with syringes. I get money, boy, I'm adamant. You iffy. Already know, now be battered with the quick feet. Side flows, hot zone, I bring the spicy. Then cobblons get on, this ain't right, B. Approach the game, hold it and get a sight, B. Playing A and B with me, so I sight, C. Ain't nothing like that flow we about to bring, boy. Ain't nothing like the destination A for. They calling me the younger gun, my n***a hang, boy.
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. Like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it.
Ain't nothing like a jewel when you stunt. Shout out to the hustlers that get it every month. Shout out to the killers with the hammer by their waist. Screaming f*** the DA if their lawyer beat the case. Ain't nothing like trial when the n*** facing 15. Nothing like dirty money when you turn the s*** clean. Nothing like a 9 with the infrared beam. Nothing like pushing weight just to get cream. Nothing like a real nigga who you know is loyal. Cause the worst come to worst, they like water when they boil you. Ain't nothing like a coupe when they ride. Ain't nothing like a bed when she come to slide. Ain't nothing like a millie who you know to keep a roller. Shout out to my rolling loud, blowing killer. Nothing like a boss, think I'm Ricky Rose and Frank and Dan. Get their memo, could you tell them what I'm saying, what I'm saying.
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it.
Swerving in my X5, yeah, ain't nothing like it. Sour in my Dutch, nothing like it. We the shit, you ain't gotta like it. Oh yeah.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I go by the name of Sir Calloway, and I came out tonight to tell you niggas about your motherfucking selves, you know? And, you know, it's gonna offend a lot of people, but you niggas need to hear this shit. You niggas need to hear this shit.
It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and I'm back up in this scene. Wake up, man. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Lisa is up in this scene with me. I'm about to go over and Denaya is up in here. Denaya, what's going on, baby?
What is it?
We're going to wait for Denaya to call us back. I think she realized that she had me on, that she was listening to us online. Oh, Y'all be sure to like the Frontline Fridays page as well on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Frontline Fridays. You can refer to that page for all updates on Frontline Fridays. Any artist that's going to be on, any guest that's going to be on Frontline Fridays, go over there and like the page and make sure you like it and follow it so you can be updated on everything that's Frontline Fridays. I want to give a big, big shout-out to Fusion Crew 100 for all of the support, all of the exposure on Frontline Fridays. Big shout-out to Phenomenal Radio, which is the sponsor of Frontline Fridays. Big shout-out to GMO. Big shout-out to Slim the Phenomenon. Big shout-out to Slate Stone. They definitely doing it big over there. Big shout-out to my whole Phenomenal Radio family. We got lots of stuff going on at Phenomenal Radio. We got DJs, any DJs you can think of, Coast to Coast DJs, Nerve DJs. We got every DJ that's rocking and doing it big over there in the industry right now. We got them on Phenomenal Radio, and they are partnering with us. Also, we got radio personalities over there, and we have the interactive map. Make sure you check out our Indie Interactive Map. It's an interactive map where if you was over in Chi-Town with Lisa and you decided, you know what, let me check out all the shows that's over in Chi-Town. It's an interactive map. You can click on it over there in Chicago, and it'll show you all the stations that we are networking with, and you can be referred by Phenomenal Radio. So you can click on that station, hit them up, let them know that you want to be interviewed, showcased, or come on their show to be a guest, and it's just that easy. Also, artists, make sure you are registering your music at Sound Exchange, www.soundexchange.com. Anytime your music gets played on any internet station or if it gets played on the internet, period, Sound Exchange collects those royalties if you are registered with them. I think ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC, they're able to collect FM and AM spins, but Sound Exchange is specifically directed towards internet spins. So you want to register your music before you start jumping on these shows and jumping on internet radio and serious radio, because internet radio has took over. We reach all types. And big up, shout out to my people who are listening in Canada and China. Thank you for listening to Diva. I appreciate that. I have never been to Canada or China, but I will be coming soon. I appreciate everybody that's listening all over the world. I'm about to get out of here. I want to thank all my guests for coming through. I want to make sure you tell you guys to keep God first, family second, and career third. And, of course, be sure to follow me on Twitter, www.twitter.com/@DivaEbonyB. I am looking for co-hosts. Co-hosts. This is a co-host call. Guest co-hosts. I am looking for guest co-hosts for three of my other shows and also a guest co-host here for Frontline Friday. So if you are looking to be a guest co-host and something that you want to try out, and you have an active telephone, you have active internet, and also you have a Facebook and a Twitter page, definitely hit me up at Diva Ebony B or call me up, 908-296-5739. That's 908-296-5739, and I can get you the submission form. Let's get up out of here, y'all. It's time to turn up.